It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Today it's brought to you by Sonny's Family Diners. Start your day on the sunny side at Sonny's Family Diner in Brighton. In addition to their huge menu, every morning from 7 till 8, you get two eggs, home fries, and toast with coffee. Just $10. Visit Sonny's Family Diner, 2171 West Henrietta Road in Brighton. And I got to tell you, they have an outdoor tent set up. I saw them post about it today on Facebook.
Nice big patio,
huge patio. Nice tent up, so you have some shade. And they do ice cream there, too.
They do. Custard. Homemade custard and the Hawaiian shave ice.
They do.
Yes.
Great place, not just for breakfast, not just for lunch, but for ice cream too.
This weekend would be a great weekend for that.
Sure would. Sonny's Family Diner. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner, Sarah?
Well, today's Wiki Corner combines two of my most favorite topics.
Oh, okay.
That is baseball
and
presidents.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Because it was on this day in the year 1910 that President William Howard Taft became the first president to throw out the ceremonial first pitch at a Major League Baseball game.
And how did he do? Did he get it across the plate?
Well,
Across the plate?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Sorry,
so the practice of having ceremonial first pitches dates back to at least 1890 when throwers were often a mayor, governor, or other locally notable individual.
Sure, local celebs. Right.
So Taft threw the ceremonial first pitch at the Washington Senators opening day at Griffith Stadium.
Okay.
Every president since, with the exceptions of Donald Trump and Joe Biden, who has yet to do so during his current presidential term, has thrown out at least one ceremonial first pitch during or after their presidency, either for opening day, the All-Star Game, or the World Series, usually with much fanfare.
Much fanfare.
So much fanfare.
Sure,
it's always
fanfare always. All over the place.
Though Benjamin Harrison was the first president to attend a Major League game in 1892, other presidents stayed away, likely out of an awareness of baseball's seedy reputation at the time.
It's not seedy. They've cleaned it up.
No.
It's like Vegas. They've cleaned it up?
Yes.
Okay.
So Washington Senators owner Thomas Noyes presented season passes to President Taft and Vice President James Sherman not long after he took office in 1909.
They thought he couldn't afford it.
He was an avid baseball fan.
Avid baseball fan,
was in the stands with a few members of his administration. And just before the game started, umpire Billy Evans walked over to Taft's seat on the first baseline and handed him a brand new baseball.
Hey.
He asked the president to throw the ball from the stands to Senator pitcher Walter Johnson at home plate to officially start the American League season.
He just put him on the spot like that?
I guess.
That's a lot of pressure.
That is a lot of pressure.
With everybody watching you and all these professional baseball players, what are you going to do?
So in 1911, Taft returned to throw out the first pitch on opening day, but did not come back in 1912 because of the sinking of the Titanic. That took priority, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
Was he helping out? He was swimming around?
I'm not sure.
Looking for Rose?
I don't know. But by the time baseball season rolled around in 1913, Taft was out of office and Woodrow Wilson was president. He continued the first pitch practice, as most presidents have done since.
That's funny about the Titanic.
Not the Titanic part.
But
he couldn't do it because of the Titanic. Right. Yeah, he was too busy fielding phone calls about the Titanic situation. I don't know.
Right.
I'm not sure. Okay. But originally, the guest threw a ball from their seat in the grandstand to the pitcher or catcher of the home team. But that ritual changed after President Ronald Reagan threw the first pitch on the field at an unscheduled appearance at a Baltimore Orioles game. Now the guest stands in front of or on the pitcher's mound and throws toward home plate. The recipient of the pitch is usually a player from the home team.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt has thrown the most presidential pitches while in office at 11.
11?
Yes.
Okay.
While President George W. Bush has thrown 14 pitches overall, including those thrown before and after holding the office.
Oh, I see.
In 1946, Harry Truman was the first president to throw out a first pitch left-handed.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
In 1950, he threw two pitches, one with each hand. I don't know if it was at the same time. I hope not.
That would just look funny coming at you.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's tough, though. Could you? Because you're left-handed.
Yeah.
In full disclosure.
Yes.
Which is why you got so excited about
that.
I was. You could throw left-handed.
Yes.
Did you throw?
Yeah.
So how could you? Could you throw right-handed?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I could, but it wouldn't be very good.
I don't know how your people are.
Yeah, it would not be good at all.
My left hand works so differently than my right hand.
Yeah.
Like even just pretend to throw, I look ridiculous.
Yeah, you do. So Bill Clinton was the first to get the ball from the mound to the catcher without it bouncing.
Hey!
Who knew?
There you go.
Yeah.
It's just straight.
So on the same day in 1910, when he threw out the first pitch, Taft allegedly also started what would become the seventh inning stretch.
Oh.
You know what that is?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So the story goes that they say, you just rolled your eyes, but that's a very valid question because you're usually like watching trains and things. You're like very distracted at the game. So I don't know if you know what that was.
I know when it happens also.
Okay. So the story goes that the 6'2", 350-pound Taft was sore from all that sitting at the game that he had just done and all the work it was
standing.
Right, all the work to throw the first pitch, all that pressure.
Yeah, right.
So he stood up to stretch his legs at the beginning of the seventh inning, and the crowd, not wanting to be disrespectful, decided that they felt obligated to join their president.
That's really how it started?
Yes. And after that, the seventh inning stretch became common practice, and ballparks have been implementing it ever since.
That's such a fascinating, apparently. So says Wikipedia. Allegedly.
Right. Yes. So says Wikipedia.
Okay. All right. I like it.
Who knew?
Well, we'll keep that alive. You picked out a record to go along with the ceremonial first pitch, did you?
Yeah. So I thought we'd play Throwing It All Away by Genesis.
By Genesis. Wonderful. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. That's my kids when it comes to recycling and garbage, just throwing it all away. Genesis, there. Why did we play that song?
Because we were talking about ceremonial first pitches, because it was on this day in 1910 that President Taft was the first president to throw out the first pitch, ceremonial first pitch, at a Major League Baseball game.
What a big man. All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, the practice of having ceremonial first pitches goes back to at least 1980.
President.
I mean, 1890.
What?
1890.
At least the 80s.
1890.
Long time. President Franklin D. Roosevelt has thrown out the most presidential first pitches while in office at 11.
And President Taft may have also started the tradition of the seventh inning stretch.
I love that.
He literally got up to stretch his legs.
If you are going to the Wings game tonight, and what a great night it is for baseball.
Oh, what a beautiful night, yeah.
The seventh inning stretch, you turn to the person next to you.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it's a complete stranger. And you tell him that. Tell him that's why we're doing this. We're doing this because of Taft.
Thank President Taft.
And his sore legs. From sitting.
Yep.
Was it his legs that were sore?
Yeah,
doesn't say.
His legs. Okay, he's really tall.
Yes, he was, as he was tall. Folks want to learn more about ceremonial first pitches. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog, if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Yes, tall. Okay. Back on Monday with a fresh episode.
Oh, yes.
Ah, well, we cannot wait. Have a glorious weekend.
You too.
What's it going to be like on Monday?
Oh,
I don't think
gosh.
Josh mentions
I think
Monday.
Like 50s is what I saw. I know, it's going to be.
Oh, after today, it's going to be
tough.
And
this weekend is supposed to be a nice all weekend.
I know. Well, not sunny necessarily, but,
yeah, but
warm. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Right. We'll see then.
Okay.
And not until.
Yep.
Forecast for meteorologist Josh Nichols on the way, and traffic with Ed Smith is coming up. Auto Tomatoes, don't forget, they've got not only the restaurant Auto Tomatoes and Route 96 Barbecue and Nashville Hot Chicken, but they've got Mama's Private Party Room as well that you can rent out for your parties of up to 40 people and have catering from any of those three wonderful restaurants.